الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف وللرجال عليهن درجة والله عزيز حكيم صدق الله العظيم. In this ayat kareema, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has explained the rights of man also and the rights of woman also. And if these are maintained, then every marriage will go smoothly, will be very, very successful. And it is interesting to note that Allah has mentioned the rights of the woman first, walahunna, that their rights, they have got rights also. When their rights are mithlul ladhi alayhinna, are very similar to the rights which are upon them. That is, the husband also has got rights. Allah has given rights to the woman also, to the wives, and the rights to the wives, to the husbands also. To understand this by way of an example, is like if we have a cart that is moving, and the cart has got two wheels. If both of the wheels are on their place, the right side wheel is on the right side, and the left side wheel is on the left side, this cart will move nicely. But if both wheels are on one side, either both are on the right or both on the left, then that cart won't move. So the one wheel of this cart is the husband and the other wheel of this cart is the wife. And both of them should do their function and both of them should fulfill the rights which are upon them and the rights of the others they should fulfill. So for example, if the wife stays at home, which is the right of the woman, she should stay at home, look after the house, bring up the children properly, prepare the food for the husband, that house will run very nice and smoothly. And Allah has made the woman biologically, by nature such, that she should have the protection of the home. As long as a girl is in the house of a father, she is a princess of that house. And when she gets married and she goes to her husband's house, she's the queen of that house. And the princess and the queen should remain in their palace. So if they remain in their places and they do their functions properly there, then the house will be looked after well, the children will be looked after, will be brought up well. And on the other side is the other wheel which Allah has made the man. He is to stay out of the house. He has to earn. He must go out and work and earn and bring home. So if he brings, he works, and Allah has made man by nature more stronger also. So man should go out and go and earn and work. And they bring home and they support their family which is at home. And the wife looks after the home. If this system is maintained, then this house will run very smoothly. The children that will come, they will have the love and the care and the teaching of the mother. But if there is no mother in the house, if the mother is gone out to work, and the children are left either to the TV or they are left to the maid, to the helper in the house, of course, children who grow up with the TV, they suffer from a TV syndrome. Those children become very weak mentally. And very backwards also. And they pick up the worst of habits also. And if they are left to a maid, or they are sent to a nursery school, to a kindergarten, or to a place where Montessori, where little children are looked after, those people can never give, the child can never get the love of the mother. The mother, what love the mother can give to the child, and what feeling and what concern the mother has for a child, no other person can ever have. So if the mother is at home, she will bring up the child very well. Therefore, when a man wants to get married, he shouldn't look for a model for him as a wife. She'll have only her beauty until she has her children. When a woman is still young and she has just got married and the girls are very concerned and particular about their figures, at that time, she might have the figure of a Coca-Cola bottle. But when she is going to have four or five children, then she'll look like a 20-liter oil drum. Then she's no more going to be like that Coca-Cola bottle. So don't look for a model to get married to. And don't look for a woman who wins some beauty contest. And the beauty of a woman, which is a ni'mat of Allah. But today, generally, we cannot look after this ni'mat. And that beauty can become the source of great, great sorrows for a person. On the other hand, once that woman has got children, we don't need a business executive now. And you don't need a career woman now. You need a mother for your children. And when you are going to grow old, you don't need a woman who will put you in an old age home. You need a woman who will care for you. So therefore, look, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُنْكَحُ الْمَرْأَةُ لِعَرْبَعِينَ. Normally, a woman is married for one of four reasons. Either لِجَمَالِهَا, because of her beauty. Beauty is very short-lived. وَلِمَالِهَا وَلِحَسَبِهَا. If you marry her for her wealth or for her social position, you will become a slave to her. She will boss you. Like one person, he had a guest at home, a visitor, and he was boasting in front of him that I'm the lion of this house. What I say goes in this house, and everyone listens to me. I'm the lion. He was making a big noise. His wife was gone out somewhere. She returned home. From outside, she started shouting already and making a big noise. He kept quiet. He wasn't speaking a single word. When she came in the house, she asked that you have got a visitor. What have you offered the visitor something? So very humbly he said, I don't know how to offer. I haven't made anything. So I gave him some money. He must eat in a restaurant. She shouted him more and said, how can you treat a visitor like this? So she went to the kitchen to prepare something for the visitor. So that visitor told him, I thought you said you are the lion of the house. But now you are even more quiet than a mouse. So he just picked up his finger. He said, keep quiet. He said, I am the lion of the house, he whispered. But now the master of the lion has come. So if you have a woman like that who will rule you like that, وَلِحَسَبِهَا وَلِمَالِهَا, then she'll be the master of the lion. And if you marry her, وَلِدِينِهَا, for her deen, because she has got deen, don't worry if she's not so pretty. Don't worry if she hasn't got such a beautiful figure or anything. But you married her for her deen, you'll have a wife for you for life. You'll have a mother for your children. And you'll have somebody who will care for you in your old age. And when you'll go in your qabr, the children and the wife, what's isali sawab and dua and maghfirat they will make for you. But if you marry for any other reason, taribat yadak, you'll suffer the consequences. So therefore, the wife marries such a woman. And the husband, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّمُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. That man, Allah has made the amir of the house. He must be able to control in the house. He must have a say. He mustn't suffer from a complex. And he must control also what love, what rifq, what softness, what kindness. If these two things are done, and the cart, the two wheels are properly on their sides, and then the rider of the cart, the one who is running this cart, so to say, is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the husband and the wife, from the start, they live their lives according to the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will find great joy and pleasure throughout their lives. But if from the beginning you want to go for a honeymoon, and honeymoon is two monkeys looking at the moon. And this is from the Hindu god Hanuman. Honeymoon is from the Hindu god Hanuman. And there is a big story of how the wife got stolen and all that funny things in the Hindu religion. There is no Hanuman for us in our religion. There is no honeymoon. We should come to responsibilities right from the start. Two monkeys living in the moon, and after 1 week of honeymoon, they fall down from there. And when they come to reality on earth, then they have big, big problems. One young girl, after the honeymoon, found her mother and told her mother, please come and fetch me immediately. I've got very big problems here. The mother said, make sabr. What is it? You only married still 1 week. She said that my husband on everything is using four-letter words on me. Four-letter words, which means swear words. So she asked, what is the swear words? He's telling me to cook, which is a four-letter word. And he's telling me to wash, is a four-letter word. And he's telling me to ayn is a four-letter word. So he's using one-way four-letter words on me. So if we live in the moon and you come to reality, then you don't know how to handle reality. So we should live our lives, bring up our children properly, let them understand their responsibilities, and live according to the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the horse that is drawing this cart, so to say, are the commandments of Allah. Live under the commandments of Allah, according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let the husband fulfill his rights which he has to do. Let the wife fulfill her rights which she has to do. And the cart with the children is going to go straight to Jannah. They will have a smooth ride in this dunya, and they will enter Jannah smilingly and laughingly and have all the great pleasure. This is not only to be said and heard, or just to laugh a little bit, but may Allah make it a reality which comes into our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.